You don't want practical solutions. You may think you do, but the evidence is that most people do not. This is borne out by our metrics, and it is borne out by people's reactions to us. And I'm afraid that we are, in many ways, done pulling some of our punches. I've also written this up as a text, kind of compendium, if you will, a roundup of all of our content that is relevant to what we believe are the solutions. Oh, as I intro this with, on a daily basis, we are told that we merely tear things down, that we are people who are problem makers, not problem solvers, that we are people who do not offer solutions and merely tear other people down. I can see why people would say that, because most of our content that relates to practical solutions, nobody watches. Nobody looks at it. Nobody pays attention to it. And it is what we put most of our effort and our financial resources into as well. For those of you who don't know, this year we tried to put on 2 of our Nomos events. We've had 3 previous successful ones, which a lot of this practical content we make is from. But this year we've, through events out of our control, through speaker cancellations and venue cancellations and bank issues and identity fraud and things like that, we've been able to do it this year. But for those of you looking for our practical solutions, we started delivering them consciously, I'd say, really back in 2021, with the speeches that were delivered and pitched to the original Shieldings event, what is now the WITAN. I delivered a speech called Deprogramming British Democracy, which was on 9 a.m. on a Sunday, and most people didn't even bother to attend, I will say. That's because it was 9 a.m. on a Sunday. People were up drinking late. It was very early. I understand why not many people were there, but still, not many people were in attendance for this one, especially those who were fellow speakers at that event, I will say. But this really relates to a lot of what we've been talking about recently, which is the delusion of democracy and the idea of deprogramming, the idea that Britain has always been a democracy, and that its worth is related to the worth of liberal democracy. That is mind cancer. I do that more in kind of a paleo-libertarian framework in this one, but I was trying to ease people in at the time. But I think it's a good reference point to talk about the misappropriation of the liberal tradition. And also there is a lot more kind of practical stuff in this about what can be done and how to adjust your thinking. All of these will be linked in the Substack post below. I'll put that in the pinned comment as well. I'd encourage you all to seek this out, because I endlessly get told that I offer no solutions. And quite honestly, we offer nothing but solutions in many cases. And every time you give them to somebody, they either tell you that they are not good enough or they simply ignore them. That is the process. That is why people don't bring solutions, because they are unpopular, they are picked apart mercilessly, and you get much more traction doing content that's related to e-celebrities, the current thing, and that is clickbait. People play the game because playing the game works. And yes, it's boring, it's hard work, but we have tried to dedicate ourselves to doing these live events, to speaking at these live events about practical solutions, to shaking people's hands, and nobody cares. Frankly, nobody cares. It is an online dick-waving contest. Nobody cares about your solutions. People just want more slop. But I'll keep going. But trust me, through the behavior of those online, through the behavior of those who interact this channel, you don't want solutions. I'm sorry, but you don't. Lessons from revolutionaries now to reformism. A video that's been on our channel for 2 years, and this was in the event book for the original Shieldings event, and was supposed to be delivered as a speech, but because of the amount of speakers that they had, really, it was not selected. That's a bit earlier in the lineup than it should be, but from our original Nomos event in Manchester, from Nomos Manchester in 2021, this was Evelyn's introductory speech called The Poison of the Mass Man, about the idea that you shouldn't regard yourself as a mass man. The speech I made for that event is on the YouTube channel. It was called Welcome to the Real World, and it is about the basics of community organization, of localism, and of organization between people. I've tried to present this vision to a lot of people, and people go, oh, that's nice. Oh, by the way, here's more celebrity news. Here's more e-drama. Did you hear what this person said? People don't want this stuff. That's what I get from being online, and that's what I get from creating this stuff, from putting my own money behind creating conferences, to try and get people into rooms to discuss this, to try and present this to people, is working uphill. It is not something that people naturally want to engage with, even though every time you say that something is not correct, when you say that something that's obviously counterproductive is counterproductive, people will just come back at you and say, well, you don't offer any solutions, because people don't care about the solutions you offer. They just want to be in an online dick-waving conference. What is the Vanguard? This is from our second NOMOS event in Birmingham. Evelyn's introductory speech, the subject of which was vanguardism and the importance of having a group of people who can lead our own community from within, that we don't look to without, we look to within, to a vanguard movement of people who can move forward. This was in March 2022, a year and a half ago now. And it was a good conference. Thank you to everyone who attended. But again, it's not something that really moves the needle. Online drama moves the needle. This was my speech from that event, Where Are the New Elite? It is about the importance of a vanguard movement in the event that the current elite lose their grip and collapse. Is about the idea of readiness, about why this hasn't emerged yet, and why we must foster within ourselves the idea of leadership, not from without, but again, from within, so that if there is an opportunity to do so, we can lead where wanted and where necessary. Because it's corny to say, but really the people who come to not just our events, but other events, people who show up and try and organize in the real world for something that isn't just a lame NGO protest or organizing for the Tory party, those people are the vanguard and they are the heart of what could be a new elite. But there is very little interest in entering the real world because there are risks involved, obviously. This is not ours, but it was part of the event. Thank you to Yasin Nur Mohammed for presenting this at NOMOS Birmingham. This is The Virtues of Basket Weaving, about the basket weavers and the grassroots organization they're in. I think they're one of the most worthwhile efforts that has taken place within this space. I have nothing but good things to say about them. And again, I think they would agree with me that it is fighting uphill to try and get people to move away from their keyboards, to look away from their phones, and to just shake each other's hands. It is an immense struggle. And the fact that it is an immense struggle is the first thing that we should be working on. That is really the first solution. That is the first step to all of this, is to move people away from the online content trough and to turn them into a real community. And people have done nothing but bitch about that simple idea. They have done nothing but rubbish it, and they have done nothing but disappear into fantasies surrounding things that are not practical, that are not useful, and that do not reckon with the idea that we are not a proper movement and we are not a real community. This is from the WITAN 2022. This was Evelyn's speech that she presented just before Curtis Yarman Moberg's speech, actually. I thought both the speeches were very good. But this is about propaganda and the idea that we should not be ashamed of trying to forcefully put our ideas forward as counter-propaganda. We should not be afraid of the term propaganda. We should not be afraid of creating things that are deliberately persuasive and are deliberately robust in how they present things. We cannot be obsessed with balance and neutrality, because that is how we die. But again, nobody really wants to talk about that. People seem ashamed of the stridentness of the term propaganda. This was my proposed speech. I spoke at WITAN, the Shieldings 2021, Evelyn spoke at 2022. This is directly as possible I could make something about practical action, pub praxis, demystifying dissident action. This is quite a long piece. I can't really read it all here. There'll be a reading of it possibly some point on the channel, but it is over on the Substack. Again, it's all linked in this bit in the big mega piece linked below. If you want to check that out, please do. But yes, this is really my pitch for what practical action, practical thinking looks like. We did NOMOS London in October 2020. 2. This was Evelyn's speech to No West London introductory. Who is this we you speak of? About the idea of thinking as a movement, thinking as a group, thinking as a people. The kind of the more lofty goal of that conference really was to ask, like, who are we? What do we want? And I don't have it linked here, but if you want to seek out Millennial Woes' speech from that conference, it was excellent. I would go and find that if you can. His speech from Nomos London. It was excellent. This was my speech from Nomos London, and it's even simpler. It's even more practical. It's literally just called Wants and Needs, Practical Dissent. I talk about, what do we need? We need money. We need legal protection so that money can't just be sued away from us. And we need organization. And then, really, we can think about practical ideas. And only then, that there is no underlying structure. The boring parts haven't been done yet. And really, before we can form any kind of movement, before we can undertake any kind of action, there needs to be the very, very basics that any organization that wants to succeed needs to put in place. We also did roundups for all of these events, talking about all of these ideas in a slightly more digestible format. We did one for Nomos Manchester, just called Nomos Community and Localism. We did one for the Shieldings event, the WITAN in 2022. We did one for Nomos Birmingham. That's over on Brown Book Digital. Thank you to SD Wicket for helping out with that. We have a recap for Nomos London. If you're into that kind of thing. Now, where we had Millennial Woes speaking, we had Academic Agent speaking, Mr. Panama Hat was speaking, all in all, a very successful conference. If you want to look at what we talk about in terms of practical solutions in a more general sense and in a kind of a longer form that isn't a speech, look at those roundup streams. Apart from those, we also have a lot of content that deals with being practical in terms of contentious issues. One of my favorites and one of the more successful was a sensible discussion on race, again with Millennial Woes. I'll thank a few more people at the end, but there have been a lot of people who tried to come along with us. But it's an experience that's universal in this sphere, that trying to give practical solutions and trying to build something is not, it's not something that perceives interest. People don't care about building. They don't, and that is the main problem within this space, that people do not want to build. And even if you have, as I'm demonstrating here, a vast back catalogue of not only online content, but real-world speeches that you've given in front of, you know, 100-plus people at the Shieldings WITAN events, and at our events we generally got 70 to 80 people at all of them. Just a room full of these people coming to our own event. And they're good, they're great, I wish we could have put them on this year. It sickens me that I've been unable to. It's something that plays on my mind. I hate it. I hate the fact we've been unable to do events this year through various situations, because they're so important to me. They're so important to us, and being in the real world is so important. But generally, people don't care. People will just scoff at you and tell you that you have the wrong idea and they don't want to be there because of X reason or Y reason, or because they don't like you, they don't like what you say. They're not willing to come and listen. They're not willing to shake hands with people. They're not willing to be a community. And I find that incredibly disheartening. Honestly, I find that incredibly disheartening. Thank you to the guys again from the Longhouse. We did a great stream with them called Sanity in an Insane World. Those are some of the best practically minded people. They have some good stuff on Nordic politics. I will always big up the Longhouse. And if you want to see practical thinking and practical ideas in that kind of format, that is a stream about that. We also did both a series on the Substack and a stream on YouTube called Mantras for Surviving Modernity. It is about trying to get your mind into a place where you are not overwhelmed by all of this stuff that's fire hosed at you, where you're able to focus on what is real and what is around you. And you are able to, as it says here, deglobalize your mind and look into your local areas, to your local people, and trying to knit yourself into your community and knit yourself if with other people who believe like you are around the country, and try and pull together a real life community. That's another theme that we just keep banging on about, but people don't seem to notice. We repeat ourselves so often about localism, community, about getting your mindset correct, about building real relationship, real organizations, becoming a real community, and we put our money where our mouth is and try to create our own events. And all I still get is people telling me that I have no solutions, I am black-pilled, and that we should just go along with the zeitgeist of the moment and look for easy, quick solutions. I do not agree with that, and there's not something I will do. But again, trying to create something that is permanent and that is our own and that will last for the long term is not a popular message. It is not something that people engage with. It is not something I have found that makes people catch fire. If anything, they run from it. And that happens over and over and over again. There are those of you who support us and are part of our channel, and you guys are great, but unfortunately, you are the minority. There is not an interest in practical solutions that don't involve quick and easy get-outs. One of our biggest propositions, and something we would still like to do in future when we've moved past some of the real world, just the normal real world stuff you have to deal with, because we have no institutional backing. We have no financial backing that isn't our own and that doesn't come from the people who contribute to our content. Really, that the only backing we have is the backing from you guys and the backing from me having a job. That's it. We're doing this under our own steam, and we always have done. And we don't want to sit here with our hands out. We don't want to rattle a pan, even though we have been in some pretty bad situations over the past year, to be honest. We've not been particularly financially stable due to errors on the part of both the police and banking. But that is by the by. It is something you have to deal with in modernity, that if someone decides that they want to copy one of your identity documents, it can mess up your financial history, it can mess up your financial future, and it can be extremely difficult to untangle. But again, it's not something we want to rattle a pan about. This is stuff that thousands of people across the country struggle with. And it's an outgrowth of the collapse of basically the complex systems that keep us going. But I digress. The big thing we'd like to do is the Carlisle Institute. We want to make something that is our own. We want to make something that has permanence, that mirrors some of what the Mises Institute did. We did a video on it here. We did a stream on it. And whilst there have been some people, again, that have expressed interest, it's something that we think is very important, but it does not have the same pizzazz as online drama does. It does not have the same pizzazz as reporting on celebrities or leaning into the current news cycle. It's something that does not cut through, and therefore it dies on the vine. And as much as we'd like to do this, as individuals, it's very difficult for us. As individuals, we are torn between our work, creating content for the YouTube channel, creating written content for the Substack, trying to put on our Nomos events, and trying to build something like the Carlisle Institute from scratch would be a full-time job. But it is something that we would love to do, given the support, and it is something that I think would be important to do as a next step from the idea of community and localism is permanence, a real-world presence, a real-world organization that represents us, not through other people's filters, not through joining other political organizations and trying to take them over, but through creating something that is purely our own. And that doesn't exist. There's not really a space, there's not really a hub, there's not really the equivalent of what someone, say, like the Mises Institute has. And that is really, I think, a failing on our part, a deep failing. And it will mean that as the political zeitgeist shifts, we shift with it forever. We are forever doomed to move with the current thing. And the simple reason for that is that you don't want practical solutions. And as far as I'm concerned, you never will.